from Sesame Street, and I'm looking for the word on the street. What's the word on the street?
Cactus.
What does the word cactus mean?
Cactus is a type of plant.
Where do cactuses live?
I think it's somewhere in the desert.
What does it look like?
It's green.
And it has, like, prickly things on it.
Cactus! Ow! That's the word on the street.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus. P-L-A.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. P-L-A Incorporated.
Cactus.
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 P-L-A Incorporated. Cactus.
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 P-L-A Inc. Cactus.
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 P-L-A Incorporated.
You're listening to PLA Radio. I'm Brad Carter, and this is episode 24. A couple quick updates since the last episode. If you're interested in hearing the full hour-long audio of the KFC phone calls from episode 23, you should visit youtube.com/prankycalls. That's youtube.com/prankycallz. This is Legend 813's YouTube account, and he's got the audio up there in his latest video. There's a lot of other good pranks on that YouTube account too, especially the ones by the PLA. I've started doing a new radio show on Party 93.4 called The Phone Show. It's a live hour-long show every Monday night from 11 till midnight Pacific time. You can listen to it on the net at party93.4.com and supposedly on terrestrial radio at 102.5 FM if you happen to be near the Hudson Valley area of New York. For more information on this show, visit phonelosers.org/phone show.
This is my radio, it's on my iPhone. No, you don't have one, you're on the horizon. I waited in line, that's how I got mine. You sent your butt at home, you got no iPhone. Yeah, everybody look at me, I got 3G. 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 Everybody look at me, everybody look at me. Everybody look at me, everybody look at me. Everybody look at me, everybody look at me.
Earlier this month, Serial Killer from the PLA forum suggested a radio station to try a phone mob on. So last week and this week, a bunch of the forum members tried their best to get on the air of a St. Louis area station. Unfortunately, the station had a delay button, so a lot of our punchlines were completely cut off. But the following is a full 10 minutes of audio from both of these phone mobs.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Good morning. Welcome in for your dining and dancing pleasure. 2 hours of the yard sale here at the Big 550. Morning, Raymond.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm selling a safety cactus. That's an 8-foot-tall cactus. It's potted in the inside of your house. I've removed all the spines.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of for, for recreational purposes as well.
So it's 8 foot tall?
8 foot tall. It's got some love stains on it, but otherwise it's in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just come by and pick it up. I'm asking for $80.
Wow. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, for sale, I have a used Gremlin, all right? Very nice model. It's really only been used about once or twice. Listen, the thing is, you have to give it lots of attention and lots of love. You can't get it wet. No getting it wet.
What do you got?
Oh yes, yes. And you can't feed it after midnight because it becomes an asshole. No, seriously, it like totally lashes out and gets all crazy. Don't feed it after midnight.
And what is this you have?
This is a Gremlin.
That's what I thought you said. I thought you were talking about an automobile.
Oh, well, you could use it as an automobile.
Okay. Devante, good morning.
Yo, what up, Paul?
Hey, what can I do for you?
Oh, yeah, my name is Devante.
Uh-huh.
Me and my homie G's, we were looking around, wanting to do some shopping, you know? Well, could I offer $15 for your wife?
I don't know. Hey, Lee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Paul.
I think the world is full of weirdos today.
I'm telling you, I think it's going to get worse.
Well, I think we got Tommy working overtime on the phone today, so...
okay. Today I've got...
George, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I'm selling a
a small oak night table.
Uh-huh.
It's got four drawers in it. The bottom true, I modified to hold my gerbil farm, but you don't actually have to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm asking for $20.
Dave, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm selling an antique Monopoly set from 1938.
You're kidding.
And yeah, it's quite something. And I also have an antique rifle. Is that...
not really.
No?
Well, they know you got it. They know you got it right now, so they can call. But anyway.
I'm not allowed to sell an antique rifle? No.
I don't know. It just starts opening up a can of worms. I don't fault you for having it.
The fuck am I supposed to do with it?
Through? But you didn't hear what we heard. What do you say, Roy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, me and my wife, I'm giving away some tickets, you see. Me and my wife, we were supposed to go to a show, but she had other plans, didn't know about. Well, since I can't sell her, I figured I might as well sell the ticket. Give away the ticket.
Right. What are the tickets for?
Roy's Gerbil and Cactus Emporium. It's down in Tennessee.
Really?
Yep. It's a great, great place to go. Just kick back and relax. White sand beaches. All the Chris Tomkinson waiters you can ever want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great, great place. Very relaxing.
And what look
at cactuses all day. Very nice.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Paul. I'll try not to follow in that other Dave's footsteps.
Well, I know some little fun little pranksters out here probably had too much green beer last night. Oh well, that's why we have delay.
There you go.
Hi, Richard. Good morning.
Hello there, Paul.
What you got?
Well, my name is Richard Carter. First of all, I'd like to let you know these people who are calling in. Right, the prank ones. They call themselves the phone losers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. These guys, they're real bad. They call people and harass them, stuff like that. Radio stations, anything.
You know what? I found out, and we did it the other day, that you can get anybody's phone number. I don't care if it's a cell phone, whatever it is. It's anybody can get a phone number, and we can do that. Anybody's phone number can be gotten and find out where they come from. And I didn't know that. Well, thank you.
Yes, well, that's absolutely true.
One of those guys, huh? Righty. We're not going to have this with these morons today, are we? All right, Bob, good morning.
Yes.
What?
Morning, Paul.
We had that last week with a couple of low IQ morons in here, so.
What are they doing up so early?
I don't know. They're totally unaware of the fact that every time they call in, we get their phone number. And you know what? The feds would really be interested.
Yeah.
It's true. So tell them to keep it up.
Okay.
26 after 7 it is. Janice, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Well, good for Janice. What you got, kid?
I'm actually looking to buy. My kids are really into the Southwest. They're cactus fanatics, and so it's one of their birthdays is coming up, and I wanted to throw a cactus themed party. And so, if anyone has some cactus themed party decorations, like inflatable cacti, paper cutouts, cactus candles, anything cactus related, I would love to hear from you.
Really? How fun! How do they get so hooked on cactus?
I really don't know. I guess they saw a TV show at some point on the Southwest, and I don't know, they thought of an idea of a plant that could grow that tall and poke you is the awesomest thing ever.
How fun. Okay.
My kids are weird. I love them.
You're right there with them, right?
Yeah, I love the cactus, too.
Okay.
Everyone loves cactus.
What's your phone number?
It's 222-8871.
222-8871. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope that works out. That sounds exciting.
Thank you. Cactus.
You sound like a good mom. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye. 29 before 8, 3, 731. Here's Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, Paul.
How can we help you?
This is Dino, actually. I'm trying to sell my cordless phone.
Okay.
These kids are getting on my cordless phone, listening to my conversations. I can't take it anymore, so I'm selling my cordless phone.
Okay.
That they've been calling all night. So it's going to be $35. It's one of those 80s cordless phones.
Okay.
And channels.
Okay.
And cactus.
Whatever. Weird. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, I'm selling my less than 2-year-old GE refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
My number is 314-5876. And when you call, ask for Richard Cardo. He's going to handle it. And
amazing. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
Wow. Man, somebody left a number on Arsenal, didn't they?
Yeah. somebody's hitting the drugs pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
Sarah, good morning.
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
Wonderful. Okay. So I have, my husband has a whole box full of butt plugs.
Spark plugs.
And they're not used. They're brand new. And we're going to sell them for really cheap.
Okay. Do you know what kind they fit?
I guess they'll go in any butt.
Okay. And what else?
I don't really know much about them, but
you're doing good.
I guess $10.
Mm-hmm.
I guess would be fair.
I guess so. And what's your phone number?
It is 827-8551.
Okay, thanks. Harlan, good morning, kid.
Good morning, Paul. Boy, it's a shame somebody don't find out who them stupid idiots is calling in and take care of that. But
well, I think we got a plan here. We're picking up numbers, and so
yeah, I think the feds ought to be able to do something with them. Anyway, I've got a 90.
This would be Brad, I believe.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Oh, good, Brad.
I'm selling a 2000 Ford Focus white for $2,000. It's got a few fender benders. Actually, ran into a cactus. My number is 465-6600.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Ken, good morning.
Oh, Ken. Morning, Paul. Yeah, I'm calling to sell my 95 Toyota Corolla.
Uh-huh.
It's 129,000 miles on it. My number is 314-5877.
Good car. Got it. Good car. Let's see what we can do for you, okay? Thank you.
Yeah. I love you.
All right. Whatever.
A lot of thanks goes to Zazen, I Don't Like Rabbits, and Megas for recording these calls and putting them up for everyone. You can hear even more of the audio by visiting the PLA forums and by going to www.prehack.org.
You have new messages.
I've heard of a feature on answering machines. If you punch in a certain code, kind of like hacking voicemail boxes, you can get into answering machines, only it's easier. And then there's a room monitor feature. I don't know if you guys have ever talked about that on your website.
Yeah, that's a feature that's been on answering machines at least as far back as the 80s. And I believe the Picture Me Studio answering machines from a few episodes back had the room monitoring feature on them, but that was kind of boring to listen to since they were closed.
Hi, I'm calling from Newcastle in England. I just found your show. Well, your podcast the other day on iTunes, and I just want to say it's fucking awesome.
You guys are a bunch of fucking queenies. You're a bunch of little fucking princesses and Girl Scouts. You pick on fucking old women and children. Why don't you call some men up, huh? Fuck off, PLA Radio.
Hi. I think your podcast is really cool. Hotel calls, some of them are especially funny, like the old lady and her husband jumping on the bed, and the shut the fuck up call. I love that one. It was just so random. Alrighty, keep up the awesome work, and try not to wake too many people up.
Hey, Brad, I just listened to your interview with the 976 girl lady. It was pretty awesome. It was a little distracting, though, listening with your interview style, because I'm so used to listening to your prank calls that, like, every time I hear you talk, I expect you to start, like, asking her if she's aware she's a fucking bitch or something like that. I keep expecting it to devolve into a prank call, which it didn't. It was an interview, but awesome interview.
Hey, Brad, Black Sheep, the LA radio's the fucking shit. Listening to your show makes me just want to fucking do something crazy, like tattoo a picture of a fucking goat, snort cocaine off his penis, off a baby or some shit. Anyway, see.
Hello, Brad. This is the ghost of Roy, and I've come back with a warning. Cactus.
Hey, Brad. I love that last interview you had with Erica from 976 Girls. That is the kind of quality programming, which is why I download PLA. All right, I'm going to go shave my head.
Hey, Brad, it's Joe, and remember Joe and Lokitas and Tron? Just saying hi. You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Bye.
What is up, PLA? This is Leon on East Coast. I fucking love your show. Keeping it nice and short. Keep it up. Thanks.
Cactus, 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 cactus. This is Mike from Walla Walla saying cactus, cactus, cactus.
Oh my God, guys, you gotta help me. You gotta help me, because they're coming for me. I made a phone call to FaxSmart, and they said they had a trace on my line, but I didn't believe them. And now they're coming. I almost... Oh no, I can hear them knocking at my door. They're busting it down.
This is the last message.
Thanks for the voicemails, everyone. If you want to leave your own, the number is 505-796-4020. In the 1970s, a popular form of phone fraud was called payphone stuffing. It worked like this. You find a payphone in a busy area, and you stuff a bunch of tissue into the coin slot so that any returning coins get stuck in the coin slot. Later that day, you come back, remove the tissue, and a bunch of coins fall out. If you did this to every payphone in town, you might end up making a sizable income from it. Of course, today, payphone stuffing profits aren't quite what they used to be with everyone using cell phones or prepaid phone cards. So I was surprised to find a notice posted on a payphone in Portland, Oregon about a month ago, offering a reward for a payphone stuffer. The notice showed a picture of an old man, and it read this. This man was convicted of jamming payphones in 2006 and is suspected of doing it presently. $250 reward for info leading to his conviction. Call Ken, and then there's a phone number. So I was kind of impressed that payphone stuffing was still enough of an issue in 2009 to offer a $250 reward. So I gave Ken a call and tried to interview him, only to have him tell me I'm full of shit. Here's the interview.
Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken. This is Brad. I saw one of your messages on a payphone about the payphone jamming.
Yeah.
And I don't have any information for you, but I was wondering if I could ask you, are you referring to... payphone, like, stuffing the coin slots?
Yeah.
Would you mind if I talk to you about that?
Sure.
I do a podcast on the internet. It's kind of like a radio show about telephones and telephone security and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it was really interesting that that's actually still done. I didn't think it's something that would be profitable still today.
Oh, like, it's not.
But this guy still does it?
I do it. I own payphones, and this guy's jamming my payphones, the plier that you saw.
So he stuffs tissue into the coin slot to...
He puts paper and leaves and stuff in there, and then he comes back with a little stick and tries to loosen it up, and some coins fall down.
Yeah.
And he gets a little bit of money out of them. I've already had him arrested, though.
Yeah, I saw that on there. But I mean,
you saw what on there? You couldn't have seen on there that he was arrested.
Well, it says he was convicted in 06.
Oh, right. And now he's been arrested again.
Oh, just recently?
We caught him a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
But what I was curious about, is it actually profitable for him to do that? I mean, does he actually make enough money to make it worth the trouble?
I don't think so.
It seems like...
I can't imagine he gets more than a couple of bucks a day, maybe $3 or $4 a day tops.
Yeah, because I know it was like a big thing in the 50s and 60s and 70s and stuff, but I didn't think it would be something that would do so well today.
Well, he's just an old guy that's a little deranged. He's an alcoholic, and he needs a little money to buy his liquor.
So is he homeless or something?
No. I don't know his whole life story, but I know that he's drunk every time I've seen him, and so I'm assuming he does it to get money to, you know, to buy some liquor.
Oh, I see.
So he's probably, you know, making a couple of bucks is all, and I don't know what else he's done. I'm sure he's running some other scams out there.
That's really interesting.
Where'd you see the flyer?
I was at the Mac stop at Gateway Fred Meyer. And I snapped a picture of it and got your phone number off of there.
Yeah. That's where he does it a lot, or used to do it a lot. He's been banned from the Max train now for 60 days.
What's that guy's, what's his name?
Vasily Lakatosh.
Would you mind if I asked to spell that? I want to see if I can actually find any articles about him on the internet.
I'm not going to find any articles about him.
Okay.
No, I'm a little suspicious of you.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're up to.
No.
Doesn't sound like a very good story to me that you have a radio show that talks about telephones. I mean, how likely is that?
Okay, I'm not up to anything. I'm just genuinely curious about this. So I can let you go, though, if you don't want to talk about it. It just seems like an interesting thing to me. But I asked you everything. I'm just kind of, mainly, I just didn't know that it would be a profitable thing to do these days.
Well, I don't think it's very profitable, but he's managed to get a little bit of coin out of it. And if you're desperate, then I guess a few coins is better than nothing.
Take a look at the show notes on phonelosers.org to see a picture of this guy that's still stuffing payphones in 2009. I did attempt to do a Google search on his name and payphone stuffing in Portland, but I couldn't find any more information on it. And if you're interested in payphone fraud, keep an eye on PLA's YouTube account at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. A new video will be going up on April 1st that shows an amazing new way of emptying the quarters out of a payphone. It's almost too unbelievably good to be true.
Total precision, they lasso me. It's a monstrous squid, and he saved my life.